Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For a moment, Major League Baseball was in a panic. FS1 went frozen. At least it did here. Got some reports in the chat that it did elsewhere, and then it came back on. And Mariners are now first and third, two outs as it comes back on.
Top of the third, 3-3 game.
This looks like it could be a slugfest today, both teams.
Well, Logan Gilbert, you're right. He pitched in that extra inning game. He looks the part. And Yesavage, the rookie sensation, who they put up there. He started the year in a single A.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Single A to game two of the ALCS.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. But he's,
life comes at you fast.
Yeah, it can.
On a sad note. I just saw it for the first time today.
I saw it earlier, but I wasn't sure you were aware.
No, Sandy Alomar Sr. Was a former third base coach here for the Padres back in the 80s. Passed away today. Father of Roberto and Sandy Jr.
Yeah, and a second baseman for the Halos when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Back, that's what I remember from Sandy.
I was a really young kid, but I just remember he was super nice to me as a little kid running around that clubhouse. So sad news to see Sandy Alomar Sr. passed away. If you are, I don't know, stuck under a rock, you might just be.
You could have been working really hard today and just jumped in the car.
But given how our fan base follows the Padres, I doubt it slipped by anybody's attention today. Mike Schilt retired today. Surprising news, I think, by most accounts. And so now the managerial search begins for the Padres, along with seven other teams, aside from themselves, also looking for managers. You wonder, had they known this a little bit earlier? Skip Schumacher was certainly out there. He's signed up now. So that's
can they offer a trade or something? AJ's good at that.
He is, but I doubt.
I doubt CY
is going to take that deal. Yeah, we got a little daily gambit to get to start. Go ahead.
Are the Padres the best situation out of all those teams?
I think so.
Yeah. So they should be getting the attention
I don't know. The Rockies is pretty
Orioles.
Inviting.
The Rockies
who wouldn't
want to
work there?
I mean, listen, I think the reality is that there is a lawsuit still being had for the Padres, for this organization. So I don't know that is the best, but it certainly is up there. Without a doubt. What's the other situation? Baltimore, maybe they got new ownership, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they did.
Nationals, they're in flux ownership wise. Rockies. who was the other ones you said?
Got the Giants.
Giants, that's a good
one.
It's probably both of the teams in the National League West are the best situations.
That makes me feel better.
What is that inside where there is?
Tony's doing some hand signals.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure what this is.
Not quite sure either.
Infrastructure.
Oh.
There's infrastructure in those two that we just named, Padres, Giants.
Yes. Infrastructure's good.
I don't know if they have that in Colorado.
Well, it might not be that great, but it's there. They have Chris Bryant.
If you want to go somewhere where you're smarter than the owner, Colorado would be a good place to go.
Fair enough. All right, let's get to the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
You know what? Calvin in the chat just said something that I was thinking, but at least he said it. Scravy for manager. I would be great. I would love it. I would lean on the people behind me.
Play your raining outside call.
Why?
Wow, it is raining really hard. This is being cool here on the Entercom Empire, so if you're sitting out there.
What? Imagine that as the manager.
Yeah, that's proof that when the going gets tough, you're very calm.
Scravy, why did you make that decision in the game?
I am an idiot. You'd be the first manager ever to answer that.
Yeah. I would give some great sound bites.
They would come in droves because Skipper, they know you would provide one.
Skipper, why did we lose that game? We
blah,
were
blah,
way
blah,
ahead.
Blah, blah.
No. I want a little more in-depth analysis. Compare it to like the 49ers Super Bowl loss. How could you lose?
How did this happen?
There we go. Yeah, that would be Scravy in the post-game.
All right. Let's do some bets from last week. Tigers minus 1.5 over the Mariners on Friday night. I chose Tigers. You went Mariners. You guys were correct. Mariners win 3-2 in 15 innings. And Jorge Polanco won it for him.
Yeah.
Scooble over under 9.5 Ks in the game. Scooble did everything he could.
13 Ks.
And we all said under. Yeah. So we were very wrong. Brewers,
I mean, 13 is kind of high.
That is high. I think he did, 7 in a row at one point, and that was like a postseason record. It's crazy.
It was crazy, yeah.
Brewers minus 1.5 over the Cubs on Saturday. This game was boring. We all said Brew Crew. Brew Crew wins by 2, so we win the bet. Fresno State football minus 6.5 against Colorado State. Chris said Colorado State. I said Fresno. Tony said Fresno. I said Fres, yes. Fresno lost to Colorado State 49-21.
Good performance by the Rams.
The Rams!
You don't even bet on your own alma mater.
It's a shame.
Sad, but true.
I went there one semester. It doesn't count. Oklahoma against Texas. Oklahoma minus 1. Their quarterback threw 3 interceptions, I believe. We all chose Texas, and we all were correct, 23-6. I'm just coming around to maybe Arch Manning needs a couple more years to develop before we send him to the NFL.
Yes.
I mean, everybody was like, he's a one-and-done guy.
I haven't seen anything that says he's a one-and-done guy. Chris, have you?
Coming into the year,
The season, I mean, they already gave him the Heisman Trophy.
They were talking, but based on even when he came in for the little pieces last year, did you think to yourself, oh, yeah, I can totally see how this guy's going to be the?
I could see why the hype is what it is, but he's got a ways to go.
Yeah,
yes,
without question. But it was a good win for Texas after what happened to them. And we should mention our friend James Franklin at Penn State, who laid another huge egg over the weekend, and it was the final egg.
He won't be laying any more eggs.
Well, he won't be running up the score on anybody anytime soon.
Chris will never get over this.
Well, I shouldn't. I mean, come on. He called timeout to freeze a kicker with a 48-0 lead. And
just
then he had some
man.
Stupid excuse for it.
He's we a competitor.
We didn't have the right personnel out there.
He didn't have the right personnel,
whatever.
Man. Let it go.
He is a competitor, Chris.
Well, not
he just
anymore.
Wants to win.
Not anymore. I mean, he's out.
They're paying him like 54 million dollars just to go away.
Second largest buyout in college history.
Yeah, he has no reason to ever coach again. That's for sure.
That is,
and I'll
stupid.
Be honest with you, I could go on and on about James Franklin, but let's go back to what you and I like to talk about real quick here, Tony. The man had his team in the semifinal game last year.
I was.
That is so unfair, honestly.
I'm glad that you said that.
Come on, he was in the semifinals. What do you want?
We literally talk about this often, and I know how much you can't stand James Franklin.
But this is another example of what we don't like.
And this is connected, partly connected to what we've been talking about since the show began, I think, which is Mike Schilt retiring. He's getting fired in this case, so it's a little bit different. Pressures,
especially when you make the semifinal,
are more intense than they've ever been.
The best thing he ever did was make the semifinal. It was also the stupidest thing because now the
expectations
were dumb. Yeah.
I mean, it's no different than let my man for Oklahoma City this year not make the playoffs.
Maybe they lose five in a row early in the season.
He will not be back the following year. And this is a year after blowing the field away.
Yeah. These owners.
Mark my words. They don't make the playoffs. Something like that happens, he's getting fired.
Who?
The head coach for OKC.
Oklahoma City, yeah.
Oh, I don't know his name.
I just know,
I know his face.
Mr. Thunder.
Don't know his name.
Aztecs, my 7.5 against Nevada. We all went Nevada. We didn't have any faith. Aztecs win 44-10. Chargers minus 4.5 at the Dolphins yesterday. Chris and Tony went Chargers. I went Fins. Chargers won, but they only won by 2. So I win the bet. Tampa Bay and San Francisco over under 47.5 total points. Chris went over. Tony and I went under. And it was 49 points.
Yeah, and it was sad because, I mean, you can. I don't like the 49ers, but now their season is over. I mean, you can't lose Fred Warner, man.
No.
That's he's such a great player.
I like how
the heart and soul of the whole team, and now they're going to try to replace it. I don't see how they can do it.
Trent Williams said that after the game, that he's not just the heart and soul of the defense. He is the heart and soul of this team.
Yeah.
This entire team. I like how they on CBS were like, the replay of Fred Warner's injury is grotesque, but here's one of them for you.
Take a look anyway.
But whatever you do, don't go to the kitchen now.
Yeah. It was bad. Dislocated ankle. Broken ankle, out for the year.
Yeah.
All right.
Too bad.
Oh, Aces minus 2 against Phoenix. Aces win the title. Tony and I picked the Aces. They won 97-86.
All right. Scraby was the winner of the week. He had 27 right. Tony had 21 right. And I had 18. So good week for you, Scraby. We'll do it again this week, but we have to take a break right now. We got some games coming up later. Baseball, football. We'll talk a lot more about Mike Schilt and his decision to retire. Yes, retire. If you just tuned in, it is rather surprising. But that is the news of the day that the Padres and their fans have to deal with. And, you know, all that goes along with that. You know, did he really retire? Here's one thing I would tell you. If you're not sure, you don't know, or you really think there was a lot of, you know, afoot here, go on Twitter, go on Instagram, wherever you got to go. Just find his statement. He made a statement today. It was from the heart, and pay closest attention to the part where he writes that after basically looking out for everybody else for the last 30-something years of my life, I need to look out for my own health and well-being. That is a fair enough statement to me. But
indeed.
All right. We'll take our break here. 3-3 Mariners, Jays in game 2. They're going to the fourth inning. We're going to a break on Gwen and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One quick note as we return to Gwen and Chris for a short Monday program. Good, Bad, and Ugly, a regular Monday feature of the program where we recap the week that was in the National Football League. That has been tabled until tomorrow. So we will get into all of that tomorrow. I did see some of the tweets directed at me in the wake of the Chargers' victory over the Dolphins. Thank you very much. The agony of my Sundays continue. But that's neither here nor there. I will say this. You might have saw some of the Tua Tagovailoa comments after the game. It's in the Big Five.
All
right, let's wait for that. Yeah, we'll get into that in the Big Five. Update, Mariners got the 3-run homer from Julio Rodriguez in the top of the first. They have had very little since then. And the rookie Trey Savage has clamped down. Meanwhile, Blue Jays, 2 in the first, 1 in the second. So it's a 3-3 game, bottom of the fourth. Bizardo is coming into the game for Seattle after Logan Gilbert had started. That's where they are. One game to none, Seattle. Mariners have never been to the World Series. Just a reminder. As we get to some picks for tonight's games. Dodgers 1.5, run favorite at Milwaukee. Scrape, you're the defending champ from last week. You go first.
Milwaukee.
Gotta turn your mic on there, buddy.
Thank you.
Milwaukee is home.
Dodgers I really want to cheer against the Dodgers. I really do. But the Brewers did have a good showing against them. I'm going to go Brew Crew.
Yes, Milwaukee won all 6 games during the regular season. I hate to do this, but the Dodgers are just on a roll here. I go Dodgers. Keep it going. Maybe I can jinx them, but I don't know.
Maybe.
You know, it is funny. The odds right now, the final 4 teams to win it all. I mean, the other 3 teams may not even show up.
Oh, because the Dodgers
according
are so
to the
favored.
Odds, the Dodgers are so far favored. It's crazy. Tony, who do you like?
Brew Crew.
Well, these are 2 of your former teams. Probably torn here.
I'm going to say Dodgers win game 1.
Dodgers in game 1. 7.5 runs tonight. Blake Snell against bullpen. Sounds like an under to me. I believe in Blake. Tony? 7.5.
Yeah, I believe in Blake too, and I don't know if a 7 is they're going to hang a 7 or a 6 up today in order to get... Yeah, give me a under.
Go under. Scrape, anything?
I'll go over.
All right, you may. Blake Snell, speaking of Blake, 6.5 strikeouts. Tony's first here.
6.5?
Yes, sir.
Over.
Over. He's so good when he just is him. It's great.
Over.
6.5. Yeah, that's an easy one, I think. Otani, 2.5. Runs plus hits plus RBIs.
Runs plus hits plus RBIs.
2.5. So if he obviously if he gets one of each, he'd be over. Scraby.
You know, the one thing the Dodgers haven't had and will make them very scary is if Otani figures it out because he was not great in the DS series against the Phillies. I'm going to say 2.5 under.
Under? I always like to bet over here because Otani's one swing of the bat away from winning. A home run would be each of those. Home run, a hit, and an RBI. I'll say over for Shohei. Tony?
Over.
Over he goes. We go to the football real quick here. Bills and Falcons tonight. 49.5 points. I'm first. Over. Josh Allen, Michael Penix, up and down the field. Tony?
Over.
Over. Scraby?
I'm not sold on the Bills, so I'm going to say under.
You've been drinking the Chris Ello Kool-Aid.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. Well, Bills...
Bitter-tasting Kool-Aid.
This would be... If they win tonight, it would be their best win so far. Washington, 5.5 over Chicago.
Chicago!
Tony, I know you like Chicago.
Yeah, give me Chicago. Go ahead, Mr. Williams. Need you today.
This is a repeat of the game last year where the famous tip ball and the Bears cornerback waving at the fans goodbye.
That was funny.
An all-time classic moment.
Like with back turned to the play.
And then ran in their time, just in time to tip it to the Washington receiver. A moment that will never be forgotten. Scraby, who do you like?
Not sold on the Commanders. I'm going to go Chicago.
Chicago. This is the Commanders are good. The Bears are still trying to find it. I'll take Commanders. Jaden Daniels, minus 10 yards. Passing plus rushing yardage against Caleb Williams.
Caleb.
It's not your turn. I know you want Caleb, but I'll put you down for Caleb. Scraby.
I don't know that Caleb Williams runs as much as Jaden. I'm going to say Jaden Daniels.
Daniels. I'm going to go with Caleb only because Jaden Daniels, since the injury...
Oh, that's true, his knee.
...has been a little less likely to run. Bijan, minus 20 yards, rushing plus receiving against James Cook.
Mm.
This is a pretty good heavyweight battle. I'm going to take James Cook. He had a terrible game last time out. Bills will try to get him the ball. Tony.
James Cook and who?
Bijan Robinson.
Oh, give me Bijan.
Bijan, he says. He's got some moves. Have you ever watched him actually in a game where
he's... My man is slippery.
Right. He gets into the hole, and then he makes six moves in a box. He is slippery. Scraby.
I'm going to go with Bijan.
Bijan. All right, quick one in the hockey world. The Kings are in Minnesota tonight. Let me see how the Kings are doing here in the early going. Quick Kings update. 1-2.
It's not bad. We're on our way.
Minnesota, 1-1. The odds makers like the Kings minus 1.5 here. Tony.
I mean, let's see if my luck can change with the Kings this year. I'm going to take the Kings.
Kings.
Last year they lost every single time.
Every time
I picked
you wagered on them. Scraby.
Minnesota.
I like the home team plus a goal and a half. I'll take the Wild as well. Early season success in the NHL. Florida Panthers, 3-0, defending champs. Colorado Avalanche, 3-0-1. And the Seattle Kraken, 2-0. Those are the early winners in the NHL. All right, real quick, we had Kevin Acey, who broke the story this morning on the retirement of Mike Schilt, was interviewed today.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, if anybody knows Mike Schilt, it's Kevin. And he had some things to talk about as far as how, you know, whether or not the retirement that he announced is, you know, legit in terms of on take it for its face value.
Entirely shocked. Look, there's always many layers to a story. I believe it is 100% true. The things that Mike said, he seemed weary. He seemed, I don't know if burnt out was something that I would have said before, but now it certainly makes sense. It's a demanding job. I have never covered a baseball manager who lives every single game the way Mike Schilt does. Working for AJ Preller is demanding. There's a lot of pressure. And so I want to make clear that, like, I believe that Mike is telling the absolute truth about this had worn him down. Talked about his health, and we did have a conversation in addition to the letter that he sent. He made sure that I understood that there was no pressing serious health issue. But I think all of us who put a lot into whatever the grind of your life is can understand that that does have can have an effect on your stress, and all that can have an effect on your health. And I think that Mike's season, those 8 months, it was sleep, work, Monday through Sunday, basically. And I think that Mike was ready to take at least, look, we all know what retire means a lot of times. Mike's 56 years old, hopefully a long life ahead of him. I do believe whatever else came into play, Mike Schilt was ready to take a step off the very fast moving treadmill.
There you have it.
Yep.
Tony Gwynn Jr. said much the same. I don't know Mike, but I said much the same just in looking at this whole thing. But if you are of the mind that he was forced out, probably not going to be able to change your mind.
No.
You're going to think that. So,
even though that makes no sense.
It really doesn't. He left 2 years on the table.
Right.
That's the biggest key to me, is that he was...
Right, because
he had a
said,
job
yes,
for two
if,
more years.
If they forced him out and he just said, yeah, I'm out because they forced me out, then he's got all that money.
You
got
to pay him.
If I'm a Padres fan, if you're a Padres fan, do not go into the comments, because I went into the comments of this and it's just all... Everybody is jumping on the Padres' downfall or demise, perceived demise.
Well, give me some of the flavor.
Get rid of Machado, and this all goes away.
These are the people who are responding to the foul territory.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, Machado's presence is what drove Schilt from the game.
As a manager, babysitter is tough. I should have. Not read
it's a
that
baby
one.
Manage. Baby manage.
Yeah, it's a lot of Machado stuff. Dodgers made him retire. San Diego blew their window last year when they had the Dodgers down 2-1 in the playoffs. The problem is obvious in the organization.
Obvious, yes.
And they still haven't fired the right person. Machado will do that to you.
Wow. I mean, anyway, those are all interesting to read. We got to get to break here, I believe.
Yes. Got a big five.
I'd like to get to the break here. Oh, and it's my turn to send us. Mike Schilt, by the way, 2 years, won 183 games, the most in any 2-year span in the history of the team. More Gwen and Chris coming up.
Coming up on Tuesday.
3:36 on the clock. Short show. Scraby, why you look so confused over there?
Well, that's his normal look.
Did you hit my, there it went.
I know. It turned off for some reason.
I'd like to know, how did you notice that was a confused look? That's always the look.
I see it from time to time. I kind of recognized it.
Completely perplexed. What am I doing?
I know, I see it on your face a lot.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because I don't have to push all the right buttons, you do.
Okay. Sounds like a fun fight we're having.
No fight. We got something for the people out there.
We do.
Before we get to the big five. And,
oh my gosh, I'm
going to go to Scraby for the, oh, go ahead.
Hold on. I just got another text about managerial things.
Oh, whether you're interested?
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Who is it, Brian Kenny? Tell him yes.
One of my buddies.
Tell Brian Kenny yes. Lead him down the wrong road so he reports it and then you can.
No.
No, not him.
Anyway, we have, go ahead.
Yeah, we got something out there for everybody. We're doing something, and I think it's new for us.
We've resisted long enough, I guess.
We have. Yeah. And sometimes the show is just, you know, I don't know. The sports world is too big for just our show, I guess is the best way to put it. So, especially on a day like today where we have a short show, we talked obviously at length about Mike Schilt and his retirement, but there's so much more we want to say, don't really have the space to. So we are directing all of you out there to a new YouTube account that Scraby has created for you to go and get some extra Gwen and Chris content.
Yes.
And Scraby's going to tell you all about it before I say the wrong thing. But before you say that...
That mama, there goes that man again.
Yes! He's the worst player I've ever seen.
Jorge Polanco just hit a 3-run home run.
Seattle 6, Toronto 3. All right, I'm glad that happened to interrupt a very important announcement.
That was hilarious. That would go great in our YouTube channel. But yeah, once, you know, all the shows on the station have one, and I thought it was a good idea, and the guys convinced me to start one.
Well,
up,
let's keep it a buck, okay? Chris and I resisted cameras in here for a very long time.
Yes. Are there cameras in here
we
now?
We finally got past that, and then once that Pandora box was opened, we were probably going to be open to everything else that came along with it. So Scraby has been pushing us along on this for quite some time.
Finally won out.
We have finally relented.
Yes. I've created a YouTube, an Instagram, and a Twitter. So you can go and find the Twitter and Instagram is at Gwen and Chris, and the and is A-N-D. So Gwen, A-N-D, Chris on the YouTube. Or no, I'm sorry, on Twitter and Instagram. YouTube is Gwen and Chris SD.
But if they want to watch our extra stuff,
go to YouTube.
Talking more about Mike Schilt, go to YouTube. Search Gwen and Chris.
Yes.
Okay.
Search Gwen and Chris or go youtube.com/@GwenandChrisSD.
And then sign up for that
particular
account. Yes. Subscribe. It's free of charge.
It's free of charge, yeah.
Probably won't be forever because, you know, Scraby will want to make a couple extra bucks. But
well, you know, I would like that. I mean, I would like to do that. I would like to ride your guys' coattails into maybe a bigger closet that I can live in.
All the best things in life are free. So there you go. This is free. So sign up for the account or, you know, subscribe. That way you'll keep up, be kept up to date when these things are coming and where they are and when we're doing them. And today we got a lot more deep dive on the Mike Schilt thing. So, Scraby, you've already got it up there, Rass?
It's already up. I already put up the link in the YouTube chat. And Brandon's asking, what will be the main page for you guys to read the chat for? I haven't figured that out yet, but right now, 97.3.
You're moving too fast.
One thing at a time.
I literally just created the account yesterday because the guys gave me the go-ahead. So I want to bring more behind-the-scenes stuff, too. I want to do stuff like, because we always talk about the crazy stuff that happens in the break.
I don't know if they're ready for that.
Are they ready for that? This is going to be our creation.
It's going to be a WIP.
Work in progress.
Correct. Oh, I, you know what I thought, Tony. Who is that artist that does that? Is it Doja Cat?
Oh, man, your face lit up right there. So, you thought it was over.
Yeah, go to YouTube, Gwen and Chris SD, Instagram, Twitter, Gwen and Chris.
One last thing, tell people that may not be listening today that it's there so they can enjoy it.
Word.
As well.
Yes, we'll keep up.
Gwen and Chris at the YouTube, the free bonus material.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited. I'm going to go home and watch it myself. I forgot what I said.
Okay, here's some traffic and then the big five.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, we have some breaking news before we get into
it. I don't know if it's breaking. I think it came along with the earlier news of what was my man's name?
Brian Callahan.
Callahan getting fired. But, yeah, Mike McCoy takes over as interim coach.
What are they, the dumbest organization of all time? Somebody wake up Bernie Wilson and tell him this news. Bernie Wilson thought Mike McCoy was probably the worst, as he called it, ball coach he'd ever seen.
Mike McCoy used to say this one thing, because I used to work Chargers radio back in the day, and in the press conference he would say one thing over and over and over again. It's, well, we're going to go back and we're going to look at the film. Yeah. Every single time.
Mike McCoy.
Coach, what did you think about this? You had a great play there. Well, we're going to go back and look at the film.
He was 27-37 with the Chargers.
The Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go.
They should have lost that game yesterday.
By the way, I mean, you know, that's a hell of, I'm going to try to say it was a hell of a play by Herbert to not get sacked. But the guy should sack him and win the game for Miami.
He's slippery.
And he didn't. He's strong. He's a big guy. But still.
Let's stay with that game.
Number five.
Perfect segue.
Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins lost to the Chargers yesterday, and it sent the team to 1-5 on the season. And it actually caused Tua to call out some teammates. Here is Tua after the game with the media.
Well, I think it starts with the leadership in helping articulate that for the guys, and then what we're expecting out of the guys, right? We're expecting this. Are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late. Guys not showing up to player-only meetings. Like, There's a lot that goes into that. Do we have to make this mandatory? Do we not have to make this mandatory? So it's a lot of things of that nature that we got to get cleaned up, and it starts with the little things like that.
So there you go. He was.
I wanted to hear what my man was going to be.
All right, let me go back to it.
I just want
to
hear what he. Hold on.
You're saying some players were late or missed?
Late, yeah.
Thank you.
He said thank you. Thank you for making my article, sir.
I would have. I'm sorry, go ask your question.
No, I'm going to go to Chris first because Chris is our resident Dolphins fan. But do you think that Tua needed to do this?
Nope. And he knows it at this point. He's already apologized to the team.
Oh, did he?
What? Yeah.
No, he had to. I mean, Mike McDaniel said, look, these comments were completely misguided, and this was not the right time to do it. And the other part of this is Tua is taking an unbelievable heat now because he is the leader of the team.
That was a good one.
And he said, we need better leadership. Well, you are the captain, so you're basically telling on yourself.
Didn't he kind of take it upon himself a little bit?
Huh?
Is that how you heard it?
I would need to listen to it one more time to like really get in on it. But,
I
think this is something that has to be taken care of inside. But we know this culture, this team is a disaster right now. And that's not overused term. Mike McDaniel honestly has to feel like he's lost all control of anything that's going on there. And, you know, I think it's too bad for Dolphin fans like myself, but you know, you can't say that the leadership sucks when you're the leader of the team. That's just not going to work.
I'm surprised by this. I thought you were going to be like, good, finally someone's taking
well, but
a,
it's not finally because
stand.
This has already been being said for the whole off season and into the start of the year.
But no one's
guys didn't go to practice last year. Guys left practice. Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey routinely just went home practice.
Aren't on the team anymore.
But
Tyreek's
the point being, this has been going on under Mike McDaniel, and it needs to be changed. But this is a player-only meeting. What would Mike McDaniel have to do with that? He doesn't do the player-only meetings. The players do, right?
AJ Brown said last week it wasn't a player meeting that he had with Saquon and Jalen Hurts. He was just walking in the parking lot.
Well, that was reported. This is actually the quarterback who's in those player-only meetings.
Tony, do you think Tua needed to do this?
No. Well, yes and no. Here's what I would say. And I thought the same thing Chris said. That's where I thought the reporter was going to re-ask the question again.
But, aren't you the leader of the team?
So I could hear what he was actually responding to. Because if indeed the question was not about Mike McDaniels and it was about leadership in general, after he said that, I convinced myself that he wasn't a captain. I really did. Like,
yeah, you better hope he's not. But you know what, Tony?
Okay, he's not going to talk about himself
but
like
you
that.
Know what?
So
he is a captain. That's all you need to know about the disaster.
I think this is not good for
Mike. If you're the ownership, you honestly, because their owner, because I've read this more than you know, most people, obviously. Their owner does not want to make change. He's into that. He's into consistency. I get that's fair. But in this case, you've got to look at all the things that are swirling around here and decide this is not right.
At the end of the day, this is not good for Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
And it's not good for Tua at this point.
Because
those dudes are probably looking at him sideways in that locker room. Like, I know guys didn't show up, but I'm pretty sure that violates to go to the media and be like, hey, guys didn't show up to our players-only meeting. Like, I think that's just...
Because you're also saying, guys, that means a wary eye has to be cast upon almost
every
player on the team.
Right. That's for those who were there.
Right.
So, yeah, that's not a good look. All bad.
I need to rethink my
even if he is taking accountability for himself, he's still, as a leader, you can't roll your teammates under the bus.
You can say, we need better leadership, and that starts with me, period.
Right. You could always point the finger at yourself. But you can't roll your teammates under the bus, even if they are not doing what is right.
Wait till that left guard who was late for the meeting slides over just a tad to give Myles Garrett a little extra opening to charge the quarterback next game. I wouldn't put it past the Dolphins.
I completely
at this point.
Took this as he had no other choice but to call out teammates because no one is listening.
If indeed he was not the captain, I could have got along with that. But he is clearly the captain. And he is though. I guess he may not be talking about he's exempt, but
he may not be the captain anymore.
He's highlighting the reasons why his leadership is not going well.
I need to re-listen to this clip because I was way wrong.
I may be stupid when it comes to Jorge Polanco. But I told you guys in the off season that this was going to be the biggest dumpster fire of a season Miami's ever had.
You did
and
multiple
it's playing
times,
out that way.
Multiple times you did.
Okay.
All right. We're not going to have time to finish everything, so I'm just going to do the best of the rest. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com.
Number four.
Oregon
football.
Oh,
my gosh. We were only on five?
Yeah, we got three minutes left.
Yeah, I knew we weren't ever going to finish.
Yeah, we got 3 minutes left.
Oregon football head coach Dan Lanning made one thing clear over the weekend after they lost to Indiana. He is not going to leave Oregon football. He told Chris Lowe of On3.com, quote, "I've been very clear and adamant that I'm not going anywhere. A lot of coaches use that as an opportunity to say, okay, I'm either going to get a big raise where I'm at, or maybe they really want that other job. I don't want any other jobs. I've got the job that I want," end quote. Tony, if he does leave the school, should he be criticized?
Why would he be leaving?
He's not leaving.
We're
not even going to go there.
What if Penn State goes, hey, we're going to pay you $20 million?
That's still not as good a job as Oregon. I'm sorry. You got the deepest pockets in the country.
True.
Yeah. You got every uniform combination to offer to these kids.
Not only do you have the deepest pockets, you've told everybody that you have the deepest pockets, and you're not ashamed to admit it.
At all. You got the best facilities. You got the best everything.
Yeah,
I don't know why Dan Lanning would ever leave at this point. It's because he's also really good at his job. I hate to admit that. He is fantastic at his job.
And everybody loves playing for him.
Right. And so, you know.
Indiana whipped his butt, though, and I loved it.
Yeah, they did.
Chris?
He took it like a champ, though.
No, I'm with Tony. Go ahead. See if you can sneak a couple more in here.
All right. I was surprised. I'm using the wrong mouse.
Number three.
I was surprised to read this. I was reading about the Phillies yesterday, and in Jason Stark's Athletic article about the Phillies, he wrote this buried in the middle as kind of a side topic, but here's what he wrote. "One quick aside, though. Do they need to trade Kirkring? If it's possible, Philly won't ever be able to look at him again without getting Mitch Williams vibes. So that feels like something everyone needs to think about. Chris, does Orion Kirkring need to be traded because of his 11th inning error?"
I don't think so. I mean, I could go into a lot of detail, but I think
that also feels like low hanging fruit.
Right. I mean, you're gonna.
It was buried in the middle of the article too.
No, but if you're gonna trade him and make a thing out of it, you're almost gonna blame the whole season on him, and that just doesn't look right. So
what about the guys who didn't hit in games?
Yeah,
one
trade them
through,
all.
One and two.
Yeah, and the Padres evidently have to trade a few guys as well.
Tony. Do you think he needs to be traded after his error?
No.
Ryan Kirkring?
I think that's silly. You don't find arms like that too often.
Okay.
Number two.
He just had a malfunction.
Yes. The NFL's updated kicking ball procedures for 2025 allow teams greater access to preparing kicking balls, aiming for less slickness and a larger sweet spot.
Can we? What does that mean? How do you doctor up a kickball?
I'll tell you. This change, which gives teams more time to work on the balls previously used, they were straight out of the box, but now they are able to increase an extra long field goals. They're saying, like, the amount of air in there.
What is work on a ball?
The amount of air in there. Maybe they've even used the ball. They like the ball type of thing.
So are they doctoring the ball so they can go farther?
Yes, basically.
And this is okay?
Eagles defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. No, this is all under the rules. They knew this was going to happen. Basically, they're finding these new balls at 5 to 7 yards to a field goal kick. Tony, do they need to reel it back in?
I kind of think so. Right now, it is like super games of kicking right now. Guys are like launching 60, 65,
70,
and it's light work.
Preseason.
I'm not talking about like the ones where they used to like scrape over the field goal post. Like, they're hitting the net now from those distances.
Yeah, they're, like, good from 75.
Yes. The record would have been set yesterday, by the way. McPherson at halftime made one 67 yards for Cincinnati, but the Packer coach had called that timeout just an instant before he kicked it. I agree with Tony. The only reason I agree is not to take away from the kickers, but I think it's bad for the game that if you reach the 50-yard line, you're now you in get field points. Goal range.
No, I
don't care for that.
I don't care for it either.
Especially with the kickoff rules, which allow you to get the ball all the way out at the 35-yard line.
Yeah.
We got to go.
Is it time?
It is time.
Monday
don't forget
Night Football.
The extra bonus YouTube channel.
Gwen Chris SD. Gwen and Chris for the Instagram and for the Twitter.
All right.
Have a good night.
We're giving you stuff.
Back for four tomorrow.
For free.
Word up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.